Good morning. How's everyone? Good. See, I put the font here just to surprise our elders. They probably thought there was a baptism today. No, I told them already that there's not a baptism. But there is actually a baptism that we're going to talk about today. All of you come around here to the font so you can see. Now, some of you have seen this before, but I'm doing this on purpose because today it fits perfectly with our sermon. So if you all come around over here in the front so you can see. Now, let's let all the little ones up front so they can see. Now, I know you're a little one too, but you got to leave room for me now. You got to leave room for me. So here we go. I'll just stand over here. There we go. Now, you've all seen this before. We know what happens here at the baptismal font, don't we? What happens here? Libby? This is where you're baptized. This is where God comes to you, and what does He do? He washes you with? He washes away your sins. And how does He do that, Owen? Remember? Water and the Word, water and the Word, very good. It's not the water that cleanses us, it's actually the Word that is in the water or combined with the water. It's the Word that makes the water powerful. Without the Word, it's just plain water. So here in the church, this is where we receive faith in God. This is where God pours faith into us. And today we're going to hear about 10 virgins who had a lamp, and five of their virgins, their lamp was nearly empty. But the other five, their lamp, it was full. Well, in the church today, we can use this as the lamp, or we can even use this as the person. And inside, if a person doesn't come to church, what's inside? Empty. And in the sight of God, they are empty. In the sight of God, if there's no faith, you are what? Yeah, you're a sinner. And you're therefore, because of your sin, you will be condemned. Because God is a perfect and just and holy God. And anything that's not clean, white like this, cannot come before Him. If we try to enter heaven by our own works, we just might as well be wearing a black garment like Bo is wearing. Because that's what God sees. He sees darkness or blackness. I'm not talking about Bo now. I'm talking about sin. All right? Now, when you come to the baptismal font here, God sees you as a child of perdition. He sees you as a sinner. But what does God do? In the Word, He cleanses you. And therefore, He begins to pour. This is Jesus or God, and He pours His faith into you. And the cup is full. But what happens? Yeah, it's running out. Why is that? Because we're sinners. And because we are sinners, we can't hold the faith that Jesus gives us because it's a perfect faith. And because of our sin, faith is constantly running out of us. So when a person stops coming to church, what eventually happens? It's empty. They become empty. But when they come to church, when that person comes to church and they hear God's Word, and they receive the sacraments, what is Jesus doing? Yeah, He's constantly pouring water. Each time you come to church, He's pouring water into you. He's pouring faith into you. Even though it's still constantly running out of you, He is always pouring faith into you. And therefore, on the great last day, if you've been coming to church and receiving the gifts that He gives here, His body, His blood, His Word, holy baptism itself, Jesus will see what in you when you die and when you stand before Him? He'll see faith. But if a person who does not come to church, a Christian, they say they're Christians, but they're really not, because they have no faith, they are what, Samara? They're empty. And therefore, since they thought they were a Christian, but Jesus sees no faith, what happens to the five virgins who have no oil? They are left out. The door is shut, and they're left out. They're gone. Sorry, Emma. I didn't mean to do that to you. Or Ella. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you. Did you get wet? You got baptized again. Thanks be to God. So, you're thrown out into the outer darkness. You're crushed. Someone step on the cup. That's what Jesus does on the last day. He crushes you. And that's why, for us Christians, we need to be in church. We need to be in Sunday school hearing the Word. Because when we're in Sunday school, when we're in church, what's being poured into us? Faith. Thanks be to Jesus. Let's fold our hands and we pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that You will have mercy upon us and that You will continue to bring us to church by Your Holy Spirit and fill us each day with faith And therefore, in that faith that you give to us, on that great last day, you will see that we are faithful children and that you will invite us into your kingdom. We pray, O Lord, for those who refuse to come to church. They think they are Christians, but they are an empty shell. We pray, O Lord, that you'll have mercy upon them so that they will come and hear and believe and be filled and be saved. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks, for you are our King and our Savior. And all the children said,
Amen.